Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of not storing earthly treasures, trusting in God, using wealth wisely, and helping others. Today's Bible passage is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 20. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. That's Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 20.
So here's the thing. We all know that money is important. It plays a big role in our lives. And let's face it, we need it to survive in this world. But what does it mean to manage our money wisely? Is it just about accumulating wealth and material possessions? Well, Jesus has some great wisdom for us. Jesus begins by urging us not to store up treasures on earth. Why? Because earthly treasures are temporary. They can be destroyed by things like moths, decay, and even thieves. Instead, we are encouraged to store up treasures in heaven. These heavenly treasures are everlasting and cannot be destroyed or taken away from us. Now, before you start thinking that this is just another rule for portfolio management, let me tell you it's not. This is about something much deeper. It's about our commitment to God's kingdom and how it should extend to every aspect of our lives, including how we manage our wealth. So the question is, how should we approach material needs and the accumulation of resources? Well, Jesus gives us some guidance. He tells us that if we pay anxious attention to these things, we are being foolish. It's not healthy to constantly worry about money and material possessions. It can consume us and distract us from what truly matters. On the other hand, if we let these material needs displace our trust in God, we are becoming unfaithful. We should never prioritize money over our relationship with God. It's important to remember that God is our ultimate provider, and we should put our trust in Him, not our wealth. Now, here's another important point. If we pay excessive attention to material possessions, we can easily become greedy. Greed can blind us and lead us away from God's purpose for our lives. It's okay to enjoy the blessings that come with wealth, but we should never let it consume us or define our worth. And finally, we should never acquire wealth at the expense of others. This passage warns us that if we do that, we are becoming the kind of oppressor against whom God's kingdom is pitched. In other words, God's kingdom is all about justice, equality, and compassion. It's not about exploiting others for our own gain. So, what can we take away from this message? Well, it's clear that managing our money wisely involves more than just accumulating wealth. It's about having the right perspective and attitude towards money. It's about putting our trust in God, being content with what we have, and using our resources to make a positive impact in the world. Let's take a moment to reflect on this and ask God for a new attitude and commitment to managing our money wisely. Let's strive to use our wealth in a way that honors and glorifies Him. And let's remember that true treasure is found in our relationship with God and the impact we make in the lives of others.
Friends, as we close, let's remember we are called to trust in God as our ultimate provider, and not let material concerns displace our faith in Him. Excessive worry, greed, and exploitation of others have no place in God's kingdom. Instead, we should seek contentment in what we have and use our resources to promote justice, equality, and compassion in the world. Let's close with a prayer. Lord, give us a new attitude and a new commitment to managing our money wisely. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you for journeying with us through this reflection. May your life be filled with wisdom in managing your resources, and may your heart be centered on heavenly treasures. God bless you abundantly on this path of faith. If you found these insights valuable, please share them with others seeking wisdom in financial stewardship. Goodbye, and God bless you all.